Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
In Boston last night, Celtics fans packed bars and restaurants hoping to celebrate an 18th NBA championship. But as WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports, just like the Celts, the fans went home empty-handed.
After the last seconds had ticked away, the crowd inside The Fours, a bar near TD Garden, grimaced to see on TV the purple and gold confetti rain down in L.A. John Strauss of North Andover had a seat at the wall beneath a framed Larry Bird jersey. Strauss paid his bill and shook his head.
It hurts. It hurts. I lived through 87. I lived through 85. But it hurts. It doesn't matter. You don't want to lose to that team.
The Lakers. The Celtics had never lost to their rival in a deciding Game 7 of the NBA Finals. In fact, the Celtics could have extended their title edge over the Lakers by hanging yet another banner next to the 17 already in the Garden rafters. Elvis De La Cruz of Jamaica Plain thought fate was with Boston.
I thought it was a sign, though, since it was June 17 and the area code is 617. I thought that was a sign right there. We got 17 banners up. I thought it was going to be 18, but oh well.
Outside the bars and restaurants, rows of police stood guard against rowdy fans, but there were none to be seen. People in green jerseys and caps just made their way down into the T or looked for taxis home.
Well, you know, we're fans, but we're not idiots.
Ryan LeLiberty of Manchester, New Hampshire, and Nicole Lettinen from Everett were trying to catch a cab. They seemed to be taking the Celtics' loss in stride.
You know, we had a good time. We were out at the bars drinking. It was a tough game, very close.
I thought we had it, but we didn't.
The mood really only got somber toward the end of the game as the Celtics let it slip away, because the people who turned on their TVs at home or packed bars throughout the city watched the Celtics hold a lead after each of the first three quarters.
Our ball, our ball, our ball, our ball, our ball, our ball. Yes!
During the first quarter at the Galway House, a towny pub in Jamaica Plain, Derek Curtis clenched his fist each time Boston made a shot. How does a guy with an East Tennessee accent end up here cheering for Boston?
My dad's from Indiana. Larry Bird was from Indiana, and Larry Bird came here, and since then I've been a Celtics fan.
Curtis was a Celtics fan back when Larry Bird duked it out with Magic Johnson. And Curtis was still a Celtics fan 2 years ago when Boston won its first title since the 80s.
And when they won that game, I walked out, and it was a very dark night, and I walked out of the bar, and I felt so happy. I felt sort of a little almost guilty to be that happy. I couldn't believe I was that happy, you know?
But last night was not one of those nights for Celtics fans. The Lakers wrote an alternative ending to the story by playing a strong fourth quarter against a Celtics team that couldn't finish out. All that was left for fans to do was to walk out into a dark Boston night. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.